Good morning, everyone, and welcome to day five. Isn't that something? Day five. Holy cow, huh? There's only 2 days left. 2 days, that's it. So make sure that you are, if you're wanting to continue this journey after the next 2 days, that's right, just Saturday and Sunday, that's it. So if you want to continue your journey after these 2 days, it looks like I'm having some problems with Facebook Live. Oh, there's someone. Then make sure you sign up. 21daystress.com. 21daystress.com. If you want to continue past the next 2 days. And I suspect many of you who are really having some amazing breakthroughs will want to do that. And I really did keep this program at an extremely reasonable rate because I know how important this is. this will, there's something about a value exchange, but there's something about committing some financial resources that really makes a huge difference, too, in terms of commitment. I know that sounds weird, but I see it over and over and over again. You know, the first 7 days were free to my entire list, and we had more people show up to the one that people paid for last time each day. Isn't that amazing? So there's something about that commitment that is powerful. So you only have 2 days left before we start on day eight, the rest of us will be going on, who have registered, will be going on to the final 14 days, which is the full 21 days. So I hope you'll consider doing that because I can feel the momentum building, and it's by the time we're done our 21 days together, man, we're going to change a lot of things in your life. I really, really feel that we are in a really cool place. And I'm just getting started here. There's so much more I have planned for you. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting! So 2 days left. That's it. All right. So let's just tap into this moment. Tap into. So many of you are sharing that you're doing your list of stressed releasers, and you're really noticing that when something shows up, you have a resource now. And someone was sharing on Facebook this morning that they got some news that was upsetting, and they didn't wallow. They felt it in the moment and noticed that there was a through line. So when something that shows up that feels like grief or loss, feeling the grief in the moment is so important. If you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed for some reason, feeling that in the moment, if you're feeling it, you know, don't press the feelings. If you're not, you're not. But if you are, feel it and let it work itself through and then move on into your life, into your day. And then it might sneak up again later on. And this is where our mind starts to come in, especially those of us who are in the New Thought movement. It says, I already dealt with that grief earlier. No, you dealt with the piece of the grief. And now it's back again for you to deal with the new piece of the grief. And that's life. That's life. Life is here constantly nudging us to unwind and unravel and peel away the things that no longer serve us. And it shows up in moments of resistance to deliver exactly what we need to go to the neural pathway gym and strengthen the new beliefs and strengthen the new neural pathways. And that's what we're doing here today. So I wanted to talk to you about today's homework. Today's homework was pretty cool. I was brainstorming with my friend Mary, and she was telling me the story about this. There we go. Let me just grab what I wrote to you in the email today. Indicators of stress. There are what I call tells. You ever heard of in poker, you know, when there's a tell that they're bluffing, like someone might blink more or they raise their left eyebrow or their little pinky wiggles when they're bluffing, and that's called a tell. And people who play poker together can tell each other's tells. So there is a tell, an indicator, when the stress is starting to rise in you, and you may not be noticing it. So Mary was telling me the story of when she started noticing the indicators of stress before she got really angry, before she kind of blew. I mean, Mary blowing is not really blowing, but before she actually expressed anger outward in a reactionary way. And again, expressing anger is just fine, but there is a difference between saying I'm angry versus blowing, versus the light switch hits, and we're off into this wild reaction. And so I want you to take a few pages in your journal and just start writing down what you think your tells might be, your indicators that things are starting to stress up. For example, for her, her indicators were that just before she kind of exploded, she would be clenching her teeth. And she started to notice that. Oh, wow, look at that. And then in that moment, because she knows that that's a tell, that that's an indicator that she's about to blow, she was able to make a different choice in that moment, okay? Then, as she started noticing that one, she was able to then have more space in her field to notice more tells. And another one was that she would go like this throughout the day. Now, her arms would be at the side, but she would clench her arms and straighten them. All of a sudden, she noticed like, huh, look at that. That's another tell. That's another indicator that it's starting to escalate. And that's the moment when you want to do your stress relievers. That's the moment when you do spontaneous transformation. That's the moment when you do something to change your mind about the situation. Now, here's what happens when we go mechanically, biophysically, when we blow, not just in anger, but in anything. When we blow into extreme frustration, overwhelm, anxiety and sadness and panic attack, it's tough on the body. Physiologically, we go into sympathetic nervous system. We go into fight or flight. The bloodstream is filled what's the adrenal chemical called? Oh my gosh, my life is one big game of charades these days. Oh, it's so cute. Anyway, someone tell me what the chemical is that is discharged by the adrenals, and it fills the system. And it was designed a long time ago. Cortisol. Thank you so much, Michelle. Cortisol. You got it. So we are filled with this cortisol, and the cortisol takes a while to dissipate out of the physical body. So we have these sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, but we have them over and over and over and over again. And the body doesn't have time to recover, and that's when we get adrenal fatigue. We get symptoms like that. That's when we get the fatigue illnesses. The immune system gets repressed, and we can get sick more often. And if the immune system gets repressed enough, then things like serious diagnoses show up. So getting a handle on stress, I don't know if you watch the news at all, but there are study after study after study after study that shows that stress is one of the biggest factors in just about every disease. So this little process of noticing the indicators will give you an opportunity to change your mind in the moment. It's already happening. I'm noticing many of you are just recalling some of the conversations we've been having just in the first 4 days and now our fifth day, and that you've been changing your mind and you've been saying, wait a minute, I have a choice here now. I can choose to go into full-blown reaction. I can choose to wallow and get under the covers with the covers over my head for days and days, or I can make a new choice. I can use it as a point of access now to do something else, to go into nature, to take a walk, to remember my beautiful, amazing, divine qualities, to remember some of the spontaneous transformations we've done and that feeling at the end where the diamond was revealed. I can do a spontaneous transformation in this moment. And these choices now start adding up. Like just as before, the stress starts adding up and compounding, in fact. Not just adding up, but compounding over time to create disease, to create a mental breakdown, to create foggy minds, to create physical upset and injury and falling and create upset in relationships. It compounds over time. And in this instance, it does the same thing. It compounds in freedom. It compounds into we unravel, we unravel, we unravel, and then one day we wake up and we're not reacting. Wow, we're not reacting. And some of you are already starting to notice that. And by the end of our 21 days together, it's going to start being a habit. That's why I do 21 days. It's habit-breaking territory. 21 days is habit-breaking territory. So we are going to break the habit of stress, anxiety, and overwhelm. We're going to break the habit of the spiraling down. Instead, we have a new choice by just noticing the indicators of stress. We have a new choice, and you'll notice there's probably many indicators. For me, there's probably a dozen little indicators that are telling me. And this is a really good exercise. I'm doing this with you. And it's also really helpful as part of the no complaining diet. This is day 3. You get to finish here. Or if you're brave, you can keep going. What do you think? I knew your minds could only handle 3 days of that. But you know, you might want to continue the no complaining diet through the weekend and see what happens. So when we start noticing each indicator moving backwards from the incident, so we might blow and say, gee, was there an indicator right before I blow? Yeah, there was a thought there. So for me, most of my indicators are thoughts, and I do have some physical ones. I get tension in my neck and shoulders when I'm gonna go into a full-blown overwhelm and frustration. You might notice that your breath gets a little shallow. So there's all kinds of different tells, and when you blow, notice what the tell. It's okay, by the way. All of it's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a stress anxiety program and feeling stress and anxiety. It's important because that's the when you notice what's happening while you're feeling it, you now have a capacity to have it to be in command of it instead of it being in command of you, being in control of you, I should say. Okay, so you blow. What's the indicator? Just look back for a second and say, was there an indicator just before I blow? Notice that. And then the next time, you'll notice the indicator before you blow. Go, oh, wait, I think I'm going to go sit in my hammock. That's mine. Right? And then you might say, well, was there an indicator before that indicator? Oh, yeah, there was that thing that happened. There is that thing that happened. And then you get that one. And you're that much farther away from stress at that point. And then you get to the next one and the next one and the next one. And you don't even have to go down that spiral of stress, which is tough on your body. You don't even have to get to the point where the adrenals have to release cortisol into the bloodstream. You don't even have to get to that. And this is... there's a powerful unwinding happening as you start to feel how much power you have, how much control and power, it's not control, it's command, how much command you have of your brilliant life. You are in command. You do have choice. You have choice. And when you feel your choice, when you feel that you are in your choice, man, it changes everything. Not being in choice is the most stressful, overwhelming, and anxious place you can be, because you feel like you're in a jail. You feel like you're trapped, right? So that's it. We're unwinding right now. We're just feeling this beautiful unwind from that conversation about how in command you are. How in command you are. That's it. That's it. That's it. There's a beautiful unwinding happening here. As you just notice how powerful you are. That's it. That's it. So in this moment, those of you who are on the audio and those of you who are on Facebook, just feel your power in this moment, that you have these new tools that you can use, that you can start moving through your life with a little bit more strength. Feel that. Just feel that. Tap into your amazing divine qualities. You know, those incredible qualities. It was in the bonus call. We also did one quality on day one and another quality on day 3. Just tap.
tap into your beautiful, incredible qualities, the slice of divinity that is you, and notice how cool they are. Those qualities are so cool, and they're individually you. Just tap into that. Tap into your amazing qualities. Tap into the power that is you. And on Facebook or on the form here on the page, just say, type out with feeling. Don't just type it. Wait until you're feeling it, and type out with your hands. And this is right brain, left brain that you're typing together, which is going to create a kinesthetic yes into your universe. It says, "I am powerful." So just type it out on Facebook. Type it out on the form here on the those who are listening to the audio, and just type it out. And for those of you who are listening later to the audio and the form isn't there, just go to the Facebook group and find this video and just type, "I am powerful." Type it out and feel what it feels like as you hit each key in this energy of "I am powerful." What does that feel like? That's it. What does that feel like? What does that feel like? What if that were 100% true? What if that were 100% true, that you are powerful in your own right, no matter what else is happening in the universe, that I am powerful, no matter what is happening, no matter what anyone thinks of me, I am powerful. I am powerful. No matter what some government is doing across the world, I am powerful. No matter what my own government is doing, I am powerful. The outside world cannot influence you unless you let it. It cannot influence you unless you let it. It's now a choice at every step. I am powerful despite what anyone says or does. My power cannot be changed. I am powerful no matter what happens. I am powerful. That's it. That's it. Just feel that. That's it. That's it. Good. That's it. There's a beautiful transformation happening for the beautiful kinesthetic claim of typing it in with your right hand and your left hand. I am powerful. And even if you did it with one hand, it still is powerful. There is something cool, though, about doing it. So if you didn't do it with both hands, find a keyboard later today and type it out on a piece of paper with your right hand and your left hand, because it's right brain, left brain integration. It's really cool. I am powerful. That's it. That's it. Now, we're going to deal with another spontaneous transformation right now. So tap into something that may have happened recently that made you feel like you weren't powerful, that you made a choice in that moment to point at that and say that that thing was more powerful than you. And it might be extremely real, and I'm not saying that it wasn't. If it was something that showed up that said, "I'm that is more powerful than me," let's find it today in this moment, and let's unravel that, okay? We're going to go to the core and unravel it. So bring your attention to something recently that happened that felt like you were less powerful than it. So everyone find something. I'm going to find something myself too. Okay. Okay, good. So we've had quite a few technical glitches during this 21 days. So I'm noticing that I have a belief that technology and the glitches are more powerful than me. So I'm going to use that one. And the rest of you find something else, okay? So just feel what emotion is underneath that. What is the emotion of underneath that thing appears to be more powerful than me? Even though our mind might, you know, our new thought mind, our new age mind says, "Oh my God, I can't go there because I can't claim that anything's more powerful." Just play with me, because we're going to unwind this, okay? And notice that that's a belief. That's all it is. It's just a belief. It's just a belief, right? So We're going to notice what the emotion is underneath that belief. What's the emotion that is there? And if you can't find the emotion, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that incident, that thing that happened, Brandy just shared something very personal. And on Facebook and on the comments there. And just notice it. It feels like that is way more powerful. It feels like that thing kind of diminishes me. So, and it's okay that it does, because that's what it feels like, right? That's what it feels like. So is there an emotion underneath that? Is it sadness or anger or upset or shame or depression or powerlessness? Or what's the emotion underneath that? That's it. So, and if you can't find the emotion, it's okay. So whatever that thing that feels like you're less than, where is that in your physical body? Bring your attention into your physical body. Bring your attention into your physical body. That's it. Where is that in your physical body? Whew. Yeah, and bring your attention there, but you're going to bring a specific kind of attention. You're going to bring a specific kind of attention. You're going to bring the attention of the observer. So you're going to be embodying this neutral observer, this observer that is neutral, that is detached, but also very compassionate. You're going to embody this observer. So what does it feel like to embody this observer? Notice yourself embodying this neutral energy. It's kind of the difference between sitting in a movie theater in this kind of neutral energy where you're still feeling, but you're neutral, versus being in what the movie is depicting. Those would be two different things, right? So you're going to be in the theater observing. You're going to be like a guardian angel or an archetypal mothering energy like Mother Mary, or you're going to be a fairy godmother. So embody this archetypal energy of the observer and feel what it feels like to be detached and neutral and yet very compassionate. Just tap into that, what that feels like. Now bring yourself as this beautiful observer into the scene, into this area of your body, I should say, into this area of your physical body. That's it. And you'll notice in that area of your physical body that there's a younger version of you, a little one. A little one, right? So you bring your attention to that little one. And you just say, as the observer to the little one, you're going to give it space because you are in this neutral observer, somewhat detached energy. You're giving this little one space to just be them. And so you're going to say to that beautiful little one, I'm here and I'm present and I'm not going anywhere. I'm here and I'm present and I'm not leaving you. I'm here with you, I'm here for you, I'm here in support of you, and I'm not leaving you. I'm not leaving you. That's it. There's a beautiful little healing that happened just from being present with that part of us. And now we are the observer, and they are the little one, and we're going to encourage them as the observer. We're going to say to them, and you can repeat after me if you'd like. This is your time to now feel the feelings of that emotion. That thing that just happened that made us feel powerless. It's time to allow the space of allowing is here for you, little one, to just feel the feelings. Just feel the feelings of that powerlessness. And we get to say to them, and again, you can repeat after me, I'm so sorry for what happened. And the first time that this happened, it wasn't safe to feel this at all. It might have even been dangerous. But now there's a field of safety that is here, and you can feel this now. And through the feeling of it is your power. And that doesn't matter as much as the feeling does. And any of you who are having any kind of memories about where this energy came from the first time, those memories, you can just nod to the memory and say, yes, I see where it is. And then it just moves out of the field of being. because this is a super safe place and the memory does not matter. All that matters is feeling. Yeah, so notice if your mind is trying to distract you away from it. Notice if your mind is saying no. Just say, I understand, mind. We're going to pause for a second and just say to the mind, I understand that you don't want to do this. I understand that you want to avoid this. And I get why. I get why. I get why. But if you would, just partner with us in this moment and be present with us as witness, as a powerful witness, as we safely unwind this, as we safely explore this. Would that be okay, beautiful mind? And the mind has now had a couple examples of this and says, okay, I'm willing. I'm willing to just not intervene, not interject, not analyze, not ask questions, just allow this to unfold. The mind says that. And your mind might say something like that, not exactly that. We just get permission, get acceptance, get agreement from the mind to just be the witness slightly outside of what's happening here. Okay, good. So now as the observer, we observe. That's it. We embody the observer. We bring our attention back to the little one and we say to the beautiful little one, I'm so sorry for what happened. And it's time to feel it finally, to give voice to that what was previously unvoiceable. It's time to give voice. And we're not asking you to change, my love. And as they start to express, we notice how they're expressing. And we just say, of course you would feel that way. Of course, how else could you have felt? Of course, that's appropriate. That's as it should be. That's exactly right. And we as the observers say, yes, those are your feelings. Those are real. They were always real. And thank you for holding on to them until this moment so that we could survive. Thank you for holding on to them so we could survive. Thank you. And just feel. And finally let them go. Give them wings, this emotion that got stuck in that walnut for good reason. And of course, this is how you would feel. Of course it is. And I'm so sorry for what happened. That's it. There's a powerful unwinding happening. Yeah, and so let's just focus on you in this process. And don't get distracted by other people in the moment, okay? Just bring your attention to you. That's it. And we just tell them how much we love them. Oh, how sorry we are for what happened. And of course they would feel powerless, wouldn't they? Of course they would. And if you're having an emotion with this little one, just say to them, I am willing to feel this with you because you're the observer and they're feeling. You're the observer, they're feeling. You're the observer, they're feeling. And if you as the observer are feeling, it's an empathy and it's okay, but we just want to express to them so that we're not taking away from their ability to feel. We're not taking it away from them. We're saying as the observer, I love you so much. I care about you so much. I'm willing to feel this with you. So that separation, that neutrality is still maintained, allowing them to just be. That's it. And if we just claimed that I'm willing to feel this with you and we have tears with them, that's okay. Feel the tears. And we say to them again, of course, that's how you'd feel. Of course it is. So sorry for what happened. And you are so loved. There is so much love, and you might notice the love is starting to move in. This beautiful, sweet energy of powerful, powerful, potent love, concentrated love is moving in, and it's gentle, and it's light, and it's sweet. And it's moving in and honoring them in any way that they want to receive this love. This love responds to this little one. That's it. The love is moving in and they just can keep feeling and feeling and feeling and feeling and feeling and feeling and feeling. That's it. That's it. Oh, we're in a long tide now. This is beautiful. And we just love our little ones. We tell them how much we love them. We tell them how much we love them. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. You are so courageous. You helped us to survive. You helped us to survive. You're so strong. So beautiful. So magnificent. I love you. I love you. And the love comes in. And the love comes in. That's it. Wow, and there's this beautiful long tide, and it's like the most refined still point. Wow, you guys are powerful. Whew. That's it. That's it. That's it. We just love them and love them. And the love gets bigger and bigger. And the little one starts to notice that the love is getting bigger than the original upset. And just through sheer concentration, the love is dominant now in the field. And they are just loved. And we say, yes, those feelings are real. They're exactly the right feelings. Wow, beautiful long tide. Beautiful long tide. There we go. Whew, and the universal vacuum cleaner now comes in and just vacuums up any old dust bunnies of the old pattern, of the old beliefs. That's it. Ah, that's it. And now we just ask the little one a question around the original upset, the original sense of powerlessness, and the emotion that was underneath it, and the expression of that emotion, and the resolution, and the love that is here now. Around all of it, we ask the little one to tell us, what is it that they need now? And the little one is going to tell us what they need now. What is it that you need now, little one? What do you need now? That's it. That's it. And the little one says, I need, and tells you. That's it. So Brenda shares, I want to feel nurtured and cherished. That's what the little one feels. So just remember, it's the little one that is telling us, not our minds, that the little one is saying to us, I want to be nurtured and cherished. What is your little one sharing with you what they need? And they answer, then we ask them, can you please show us? Can you show me what that would be like if it were fully expressed? Can you show me, ask the little one to show you what it would be like if that need were completely expressed? So Brenda, you're going to ask your little one, show me what feeling nurtured and cherished would be like if it were completely expressed. What would that be like? And tap into that energy of what would that be like if you're fully nurtured and cherished? What would that be like? That's it. And as you're feeling what that, as their little one is showing that to you, and you're feeling what that would be like, what's that like? Describe that feeling of that full expression of that need expressed. What does that feel like? As if it were moving through your blood, it was in your supply, your blood supply, your energy supply, if it was in your skin, if it was part of your thoughts and your emotion, if it was part of your everyday life, what would that be like? What would that be like? That's it. That's it. Free. That's it. Wow, it's beautiful little pulse healing happening right now. And so we're going to have a little I am ceremony now. And we're going to choose a word or two from that description that you just described to yourself, what that would be like. And you're going to, the little one is going to organize a ceremony. It could be as simple as dancing. It could be a full award ceremony. It could be a big hike, riding ponies, whatever it is. So your little one has organized this beautiful I Am ceremony. It can happen in an instant. And now you and your little one are going to get together. And the two of you together are going to claim this by saying, I am, and whatever the word or the words are. Okay? So here we go. You are going to get together on a count of three with the little one in the ceremony, and together, the two of you together, are going to claim aloud on a count of three the I am statement that you are claiming now. This is the diamond, okay? This is the new neural pathway. You ready? On a count of three, you're going to get together with your little one and claim it. Here we go. One, two, three. I am. Three times. I am space. I am. That's it. Good. Excellent. And notice what that feels like to claim it. Notice that there's a ping in your very universe that unravels some old beliefs and creates new beliefs. That there's a new neural pathway that has developed from this new pattern of expression that you just discovered. You've just it's like a wet blanket has been removed from your power, and you stand in your power right now. You stand in the juiciness of this expression of who you really are, who you've always been, and now you've claimed. Now you've unraveled to claim. That's it. And all of you, post your I am statements. Post your I am statements on the forum here. Post it on Facebook. Post your I am statements, okay? Post it right now. And again, type it out with the right hand and the left hand, and type it out. And as you're typing it, feel it. Feel it. Feel it. That's it. That's it. Good. Good. That's it. Wow, there's a powerful healing pulse and healing singularity happening from that. Very nice. Oh. Very nice. And here's the other thing I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go into this video and go through all of the I ams and love them. I'd like to see dozens of all of our I am statements be loved so that we get to be witnessed as this. We get to be witnessed as this. Okay? And for those of you who are on the audio, come to the Facebook post here and type in your I am so that it can be loved. Okay? Yes! Now remember, we're finishing up here, a little housekeeping. Remember, there's just 2 days left of the 7-day free program. I would love for you to join me on the full 21 days, the habit-breaking place. We're just getting started here. We're just getting started. So join me. Go to 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com. The number two, the number one, daystress.com. Go there and register. And join me. And notice that there's a, right afterwards is an opportunity to receive three extra attunements at the end. We're going to get together for three nights of healing. There's going to be live healing as well as attunements. Okay. And there's going to be a bonus 100% healing where I'm going to work with you one-on-one that comes with that. Okay. That comes with your 21 days. And then join the upsell it is an upsell. But it's only, you have your choice. You can choose what you pay. So all the way along, I'm giving you moments of choice. How fun, right? And in that choice is your power. So I hope you'll join us for the full 21 days. And again, that's 21daystress.com, 21daystress.com. And I will see you all tomorrow. Remember, just two more days left, okay? So I hope I get to play with you again on Monday after our 2 days are done. 21daystress.com. I love you. I will see you on day 6. Bye, everyone.